Good morning and welcome to a Monday and a brand new week. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. This is The Conversation. And to my right, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
I think maybe a lot of young people these days are wondering if they're preparing for jobs that will soon no longer exist.
Well, right, exactly. And when we talk about what they're learning in school, and we talk a lot about STEM, and we talk a lot about STEAM, which is the science, technology, engineering, and math with a little bit of arts and social sciences in the mix. But most people would say, isn't that supposed to be a basic education?
Well, who would know?
Well, we're going to talk about that this morning and what that means as we go forward in our state. Now, we routinely are told that jobs held by people right now will one day soon be automated. There's no debate about how technology has shaped modern life. There is plenty of conversation about how technology will continue to shape the future. In Hawaii, that conversation will be at the heart of a panel discussion this week. It will consider opportunities Hawaii failed to understand not that long ago, and more importantly, what innovation can move Hawaii into a reimagined future. One man whose name is often synonymous with future studies is former UH professor Jim Dater. He's on the line now. Good morning. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning.
As we have been told for a very long time that at the nexus of growth and opportunity, squarely you see technology. But Hawaii has been trying to support a climate of innovation now for many years. Where do you peg the state's efforts?
Well, I think that there are two ways to look at this. One is we've actually done a pretty good job considering our size and our location and the sorts of resources we have and don't have. Another is that we have missed, we have known intellectually that there are economic opportunities that for one reason or another we've failed to grasp and materialize.
What would those be?
Well, the main thing that I'd like to point out is that in 1970, a long time ago, there was a widespread activity called Hawaii 2000, in which citizens looked ahead. And there was a task force on science and technology. Let me just quote one series of sentences from the book called Hawaii 2000. So this is in 1970. We predict that improved equipment and simpler technologies for computer information storage and retrieval will lead to generations of personalized, pocket-sized computers. Through these, the individual citizens will have instant access to vast stores of knowledge. It's already clear that the source of power in the world of today and the future is largely through the access to information, as it was once through the control of land and then of raw material supplies and manufacturing facilities. I don't see how you could have a clearer statement of what actually transpired than that. And yet, though we were warned, and even though the University of Hawaii at that time was, I think, unique in the world in having a satellite-based communication technology called PSAT, we certainly were not one of the states to lead in the development of either the hardware or software of electronic technology that we should have.
Amazing to think that that came out in 1970 and people listening to that and thinking how long ago that was and clearly what we all walk around with in our pockets or purses right now. But it also says, though, that we tend to be a little slow on the uptake, and that's not universally true, you know, with everybody. Some people are really, really good early adopters. But in general, with the state being a little bit slower on the uptake, what do you think now is, the biggest limitation to getting to where technology may take us in the next 40 years?
Well, let me first of all respond a little bit about history, because as I say, I think we're not as bad as some people think we are or as good as we should have been. But it seems to me that the lesson to be learned there is that we can't decide whether we want to be local and focus on local self-sustainability, which I think is a very good thing for us to do, or whether we want to be global and assume that the global economic system that has worked so well over the last several hundred years will continue or not. And that's the big question at the present time. It seems to me that if nothing else, the current presidential election is indicating that not only in the United States, but elsewhere in the world, the future of governance and of the sort of political economic system that we've known for the recent past is uncertain. And then the technologies that you mentioned in the opening, electronic communication technologies, are indeed already, to a large extent, in my opinion, responsible for the economic problems we have now and are going to continue to challenge. So we are in a situation where we no longer can have the certainty about what technologies are important for the future and how we might be able to, in Hawaii, utilize them. So I wouldn't blame the state, either state officials or local culture or anything else, for the uncertainty we have here. It's universal, or should be universal, by anybody that's looking at the unusual situation we're in at the present time. That's what our panel is going to discuss. Mm-hmm. We have a variety of people from a variety of perspectives who are going to share their views about what they think the opportunities are ahead for the state.
As you mentioned, this idea of being very local and focusing on local needs versus and including sustainability and food security, and also what it means to be part of the world. We're often told that that's very fluid, that one has to move from being very local into being a global citizen. But it seems that there seem to be barriers there. Is that so?
I don't think there are barriers, physical barriers or economic barriers. There might be psychological barriers. I have four children, and all of them have gone off to seek their fortune elsewhere, and all of them have come back to Hawaii for a variety of reasons. I don't blame them. I'd rather be in Hawaii than anywhere else in the world. That's why I'm here. And I think many of us very much want to take care of our homes and try to address the uncertainty, as well as being able to be part of the global economy. And I think that this, in fact, is possible and is what many people are doing. I know that from the point of view only of a business perspective, they want to be engaged in activities that are bringing ever-increasing profits to them. But frankly, I think the period of continued high economic growth is over, and we need to think more carefully about balancing global and local interests here in Hawaii.
That would also mean what kind of jobs will be necessary to do that, and right now that seems to be a little bit uncertain as well.
I think that the high-tech future, the future of jobs, is extremely uncertain, as I indicated. I do not think that we are going to ever return to the sort of high physical employment by human beings, either in physical jobs or in mental jobs. Robotics and artificial intelligence have erased those jobs forever. They are not coming back, and in my opinion, are not going to be replaced by other jobs that require physical or mental labor on the part of humans. On the other hand, if we look at the enormity of challenges that are being brought on by environmental change, by climate change, by sea level rise, by the uncertainty of rainfall and so forth, I think that there are plenty of jobs in those areas which do require physical labor and are necessary for the security and safety of all of us here in Hawaii.
We've got to leave you for the moment, Dr. Dater, but thank you very much for the time that you spent with us this morning. We'll talk to you in the not-too-distant future. That's a promise.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jim Dater is Professor Emeritus and former Director of the Hawaii Research Center for Future Studies. He will be on the panel entitled The Education to Work Pipeline Needed to Secure Hawaii's Future, coming up on Wednesday. For more information about it, look on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.